Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. How are you doing? It's Trina Mara. I think we're all still in shock after the sudden passing of Liam Payne there. Last Thursday is when we first brought it to you. Of course, it happened on Wednesday night, our time, quite late at night. And we're hearing an awful lot more about the story as the days go on. But putting that aside and the circumstances, we do know that Liam Payne had suffered a good deal of anxiety and depression. And Irene Lowry is with us from Nurture Health today because this is something that you see all the time. Tell me exactly what you do there at Nurture Health.
Yeah, we work with women predominantly, but also males around depression, anxiety, postnatal depression. So we would see males and female partners all the time in terms of trying to work through these anxious stages of life.
Anxiety and depression in men, it just seems to be everywhere at the moment. And it's not to say that this wasn't always the case. Maybe it was always there, but men are finally getting the help that they need.
Yeah, I think men are starting to realise that they need some professional support, whether it's a GP, counselling, or joining a support group. But I suppose the question lies, is there enough men getting support? We know from the AWARE survey, the most recent one that's come out, 1 in 4 or 5 men will suffer with anxiety and depression in Ireland under the age of 25. So you kind of wonder what is going on there for them. And some of them are so desperately struggling that they can't go to work. And these are the average guys out there at the moment. So where do they go? Who do they turn to? And Ireland has the highest correlation of loneliness and depression in Europe.
Irene, how does anxiety and depression show itself? Or, you know, how would you know that you have anxiety? Are there signs of it?
Well, I think the anxiety is feeling overwhelmed, not being able to cope. They kind of interact with each other, both of them, but lack of sleep, lack of enjoying life, irritability. I think in the workplace as well, some of the workplaces are very, very stressful. And I know a lot of men have come into our supports because they've been asked to go back into the workplace to work, whereas they've been working remotely, they've been working at home, and they've coped very well with that. They don't communicate, and they're worrying excessively about jobs, financially, and if they have a baby, that's thrown into the mix too. So there can be lots of different reasons for anxiety, and that anxiety then just takes over and they just don't have any control over it.
So how do you talk someone through dealing with this issue and trying to feel better about themselves and improve their mental health when it is a guy suffering from anxiety or depression?
Well, I think the first thing to do is to try and work with them, listen to them. I think an awful lot of people in Ireland, an awful lot of male in Ireland, don't feel heard. They don't talk about it. So it's to get them into a professional environment for counselling, which is the work we do, and talk to them and just listen. Let them talk. Let them talk about how they really feel. In a counselling room, once the relationship between the counsellor and the male person is working, they will talk and they will say how they really feel, what things are bothering them. They might be married, they might be struggling in the marriage. If they are experiencing high levels of anxiety, they may be able to talk in the workplace, but they may not. So it's to sit and listen to them first. What is going on? And then it's to take them through, how do you feel about what's going on? Some of them don't even know, Trina, that they're so struggling.
And is it a case where, you know, for example, like a job making somebody suffer from anxiety because they're so stressed out about it? Would you tend to recommend that they leave that job, or do you find ways to deal with the workload and the anxiety and all that?
I think what we try to do, our training is, I suppose, is to talk to them about the struggles in the job. And once we listen to those struggles, it's like how to eat an elephant. You can't eat the whole elephant. And I think when a man is struggling with anxiety, they just see the big problem. Everything's a big problem. So to eat the elephant, you can only take chunks out of that elephant. And the chunks are, right, okay, so what's going on at the moment? Can you go into the job? And if the answer is no, okay, well then we suggest, okay, if you can't, then you should go to a GP. Start there. Then try and work it out. Maybe take a support group, Jigsaw or one of those charities, male charities. Try and find a support group. Is there only one person that you might be able to talk to? One person. Now, we all think everybody has lots of people, but when males are suffering because they don't generally talk about how they are doing, then that one person is going to be critical to them, to their wellness. So talk to somebody. Then around the job, if you can't manage, if you can manage the job a little bit and go in and get some sort of sense of work done, that's great. If not, is it a possibility? So exhaust every area in the workforce first. Talk to your human resources. But try and talk to that person if that person is supporting you. Maybe don't do 5 days a week if you're struggling. Maybe you can pull that back to four or pick different times, choose different times in the day that you can go in when there's less traffic on the road. Or can you go back to working remotely? Can you do 2 days at home? All of that, that will ease the anxiety. And then if that can't work, well, then you've got to look at, okay, now it's time we need to look at getting your CV up to date, trying to get a different job if that's possible.
Because mm-hmm. it's not always the job, Irene. Sure, it's not. It can be other things. And you might feel it's the job, but it's not necessarily the job.
No, it can be a mixture of lots of different things. I mean, sleep is huge as well. And when men suffer with depression or high levels of anxiety, they tend to work escapism. So they might choose substance abuse, online, excessive online activity, social media, gambling, drinking, not attending work, avoiding, not going home, maybe not happy in the home place. Maybe they have a new baby. There can be many, many reasons for all of this. But I suppose these illnesses are progressive, and a man will need professional support to try and get over this, to try and work through it. And there might be areas in a man's life, Trina, that they don't want to talk about at all. And some of them don't even recognize that they're on this journey, that they've already arrived, that they are struggling. So whilst we are moving forward, there's absolutely no doubt about that. There are more men coming for support in Ireland, looking for support. There's more talk about it.
And you're finding as well the younger guys, because, I mean, there's so many young guys still living at home. They don't want to be living at home, but they can't afford to buy a house, or they can't afford to move out, or they might be separated and back living with their mother after years of living away.
The government, in fairness, our government, that's an area that has not been addressed in Ireland. If you look at that generation that are at home, they should be out of the home. They should be independent. And I think some of them have a good standard of living. They're living the high life on one end because they don't have the high rents to pay out. And on the other side of it, they're cut in terms of, as you say, they can't afford to buy a house. They can't afford, an average man out there, even if they're on 45,000 a year, can't really afford 1,800 rent or 900 rent a month. They just can't. So you've got a whole mix going on. But men don't like the idea to say to somebody, oh, I'm living at home, I'm still at home at 30 years of age or 25 years of age. They should be well out of the home, as you know. And that's another aspect. And that hasn't been addressed. That area in Ireland has not been addressed. How do you get the men to be able to buy a house or move out, even rent, and have their own independence? I'm sure that would help a lot of men out there too. Yeah.
There must be men that you come across, Irene, as well, who are worried financially about being, say, for example, their wife has had a baby, she's off on maternity leave, maybe wants to take some extra time off work or maybe not go back to work at all. And the man would worry about financially how they're going to do, but doesn't really want to be saying that to his wife because he wants to be supportive of her, you know, and the baby.
Yeah, of course. Where that's concerned, men generally, from the 5,500 men that we've counselled around having a new baby, they are always okay if their wife or partner is okay. They will say, no, I'm okay. But if they're struggling themselves and the partner is struggling, where do they turn to and how do they manage? And let's be honest, anybody out there who has a new baby, it's a fortune to manage to pay for a new baby. That's even in the infancy part. So they've got that massive extra expense. The partner might be out on maternity leave, as you say. Some are paid and some are unpaid. And how do they manage then financially? I mean, at the end of the day, he's got to go to work. She's got to manage at home. But if she's unwell, then he's really worried about her in the home looking after the baby. So the problems are huge out there. And it is so important to try to get as much support as possible. Now, it's to find the support and to take the right support is the key. And education on all of this is critical as well. To educate yourself as to, okay, what's going on for me at the moment? And it's to recognise that. But sometimes men and women are just, if it's to do with a baby, they're just too busy. It hasn't even registered. They're running around looking after the baby, trying to get a job done, trying to keep a house, trying to financially keep stable. And the financial worries in Ireland also are huge out there. Some people are earning really good wages and are just about managing. And every budget, I kind of look at it and I think, no, that hasn't cut the mustard either.
Well, Irene, if there's a man listening today and they feel they can identify what you're talking about, they can relate and they feel like, maybe I do have anxiety or maybe I am suffering depression and I've just never really thought about it or addressed it, what would you say the first steps are then?
I would say the first steps are, of course, to call us. Notyourhealth.ie is the website. But then also to maybe visit your GP, to have a chat with your GP. Now, I know GPs are very, very busy. We all know that. But at least touch base with the GP. Maybe if you're feeling very low in yourself, get some bloods taken. See how that is. Is there anything there that you could look at? And then find a person. If it's not your partner, try and open up to somebody that you trust and take it from there. And then have a look online for a support group. Now, you might try one support group. It may not suit you. A friend or a loved one to talk to, and then take it from there. I mean, if you phone, let's say if you phone Nurture Health, even if you didn't go for counselling, you will get support there anyway. And we will be talking to you and saying, look at what's going on for you. There's no shame or embarrassment in this. And everything you say to us is confidential unless somebody is in trouble themselves. There are supports out there. And I think Samaritans do an amazing job, an incredible job. I mean, you can phone them 5-6 times a day and they will take your call and they will support you all the way.
And the men's sheds are a great outlet as well, I think, aren't they, for men to get together?
The men's sheds are, the men's sheds are a phenomenal source. I don't know. I don't have enough information on men's sheds, Trina, for under 25, under 30. I'm not sure how many
men. They
tend
to be older men, I think, don't they?
Yeah, the men sheds seem to be the older generation. Now, I'm not 100% on who can go and do, maybe if you were a carpenter or a builder of some sort. And also maybe just a little bit older that you can go in and have a chat. I've been in some of the men sheds myself and they do phenomenal work. And it's a wonderful, wonderful place to go. And they're so open and accommodating. But I'm not sure about under 30s.
Okay.
And if we have one in five with depression under 30s, well, then it needs to be seriously looked at.
We need to have a lad's shed, not just a men's shed.
You need to have, that's exactly. Yeah, you need to have a lad's shed, you do. Yeah. And then try and work that back as the. And really what I would do if somebody was interested in doing that is instead of just setting up the lad shed and thinking, well, every lad now is going to come here and I'm going to put in this, this and this, I would set it up personally and wait. Just advertise it, look, support for lads, right, under 30, you know, and maybe keep it at that. Under 30 or maybe under 35, and then say, look, come to a coffee evening or something like that and we will talk about your needs. So then tailor what goes on in this shed to the needs of the guys that are coming, as opposed to just throwing something out there that may not fit for them. And then if they're interested, they will come, you know, on a weekly basis and build up friendships. I mean, women do it all the time, Trina.
I know.
They go to women's clubs, they get out there, they try to mix and mingle. And a lot of that is down to being social. I need a social contact. Mm-hmm. I want to meet new people. And that's really what men, because men are so isolated and alone, that's where they need to be. I'm going to go out, I'm going to, you know, get into this group and meet and make friends and then be able to talk openly about how I am.
Okay, well, there she is. Isn't she marvellous? Irene Lowry from nurturehealth.ie. And as she says, get in touch there. Absolutely no judgment whatsoever and they will help you along the way. And we will catch up very soon. Thanks so much, Irene.
You're very welcome, Trina. Thank you.
It's Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.